上午啊，我讲过如何明白圣经。
This morning I have talked about how to understand the Bible.
因为圣经是被封住的书。
Because the Bible is a sacred book.
所以很难明白。
It is very hard to be understood.
而且这里一点，那里一点。
And it's only a little bit there, a little bit there.
所以没有整本的圣经啊，读通啊，就不能这里一点，那里一点，拿下来。了解。
Then, if you don't read the Bible thoroughly, then you cannot collectively understand the Bible from a bit here and a bit there.
虽然是封住的书很难懂啊，但是属灵的人呢、啊，就能够明白一些。
Even though it is a sealed book that is hard to be understood, but only those who are inspired by the Spirit may understand the words in there.
那么要成为属灵的人，必须有神的灵在我们心中。
Therefore, as a spiritual man, we do have the Spirit dwell in us.
那么神就借着圣灵来启示我们真理。
And God through His Spirit that inspires us.
所以借着圣灵，我们能够明白圣经。
Therefore, through the Holy Spirit, that we may understand the Bible.
我本身就是有这种体验。
And I do have such a personal experience myself.
那么虽然有圣灵啦、啊、还有很多 很多信徒啊可能 还不大明白圣经。
And despite that many of us have already have received the Holy Spirit, but many of us still do not understand the words in the Bible.
所以不大喜欢喜欢读圣经。
Therefore, majority of people dislike reading the Bible.
因为他还没尝到圣经的滋味。
Because we have yet to taste the Bible yet.
能够尝到圣经神的话滋味的话呢，那么好像一些圣徒所说过的，他当做、哦、这个粮食啊，就每天吸收。
If you have ever tasted the words in the Bible, then it serves as a food for your daily meal.
肉体需要粮食啊，我们的这个心灵啊，也需要。神的话做我们粮食。
Physically, we need the food, and also our spirit needs the spiritual food as well.
因为圣经记载，人活着不是单靠食物啊，乃是靠神口里所出的话。
Because the Bible says that man live in this world is not only by food, but by the words of God.
只有属肉的粮食啊，吃下去或者肚子可以感觉。饱满。
Only the physical food that we partake that may make us feel that we are full.
但是没有神的话当作我们的心灵的粮食的话，我们的心灵总会感觉空虚的。
But if we do not receive the word of God as our spiritual food, then in our spirit it will be empty.
无论你吃什么山珍海味啊，心灵还是空虚。
No matter how much gourmets you have tasted, you still feel empty in your heart.
无论你有多大的钱财啊，不一定能够得到满足。
It doesn't matter how wealthy you are, but you still will feel the emptiness.
所以人活着不是单靠食物啊，乃是要靠神的口里所出的话的原因就在这里啊。
Therefore, for men to live is not by food only, but by the words of God.
所以要明白圣经神的话是很重要。
Therefore, it is very crucial and important for us to understand His words.
那么上午我提供介绍你们一把神所赐给我们的要明白圣经的一把钥匙。
This morning I've talked about the key, the sole key to the understanding of the Bible.
因为圣经神的话是属灵的话。
Because the words in the Bible is spiritual words.
所以用属肉的钥匙啊，打不开的了。
Therefore, using the key in flesh that will not be able to open the Bible.
用人属事属肉的观念呢、啊，是不能了解的。
If you use the perspectives or understandings of this world, then you will never gain a comprehension of the Bible.
必须成为一个属灵的人，用属灵的钥匙打开。
Only the spiritual man that can open the Bible with the spiritual key.
那这把钥匙就是约翰福音六章六十三节主耶稣所说的。
And that key is said in John chapter 6, verse 63.
人能够活着就是灵。
For man to live is spirit.
因为圣经也记载身体没有灵就是死了。
Because the Bible says a body without spirit is dead.
不但肉体需要灵的存在，人才能活着。
Not only our physical body have to have the existence of spirit in order to live.
也要有灵啊，那么才能带领我们那走天国路的。
We also must have the spirit to lead us on to the path to heaven.
所以我们要注重灵啊，胜过肉。
Therefore, we must emphasize our spirit more than our flesh.
耶稣说，肉体是无益的。
Jesus said, our flesh is unbeneficial.
虽然肉体不一定是无益啊，但是跟灵比起来啊，它的价值就不能相比了。
Even though our physical body is not of any value, and when especially is compared to our spirituality.
所以我们属灵的信徒要看灵啊，胜过肉。
Therefore, we must emphasize our spirit to excel over our physical body.
虽然我们还没能达到这个看肉体是无益的，至少要看重灵胜过肉。
Therefore, we must emphasize our spirit more than our body.
那这样子才能够成为一个属灵的人，才能够明白属灵的神的话。
Then we shall become a spiritual man that understands everything in the spirit.
而主耶稣所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And the words by Jesus, it is spirit and it is life.
属灵的话是使我们得到属灵的永远的生命。
The spiritual words allow us to gain the eternal life.
所以他不谈这个世界上的事，不谈肉体上的事。
Therefore, he never mentioned about things happen in this world.
现在大家都很注重身体的健康。
Nowadays, a lot of people emphasize great deal on their own health.
但圣经早骗了，主耶稣没有告诉我们怎么样保持健康，怎么样做养生之道，没有。
But throughout the whole Bible, we never find any recordings of how to keep one's health.
都谈属灵的问题，怎么样得救，怎么样走这个天国。
The only one thing that is talked in the Bible is how can we gain our spirituality and to enter into the heaven.
所以用这一把属灵的钥匙啊，打开啊，上午我所提出的那些经节，用属肉的眼睛不能了解的那些经节，你们打开看看，能不能了解。
Therefore, what I said this morning, when those words in the Bible that you couldn't understand with your physical understanding, you can understand it through the spiritual key.
我想大概你们都打得开，打开了，所以没有人来问我啊。
I believe that each and every one of you has opened a door with the key. Therefore, no one has approached me to ask anything.
因为时间的关系，我不能一一的、一节一节的怎么样打开啊，让你们自己打开看看。打不开来问我。
Because of time constraint, I can't go through each to explain to you.
好，那下午啊，来谈怎样明白神的旨意。
And in this afternoon's topic, I'd like to share with everyone the how to understand God's will.
要明白神的旨意是很重要。
It is very important to understand God's will.
因为我们要遵守神的旨意啊，才能进天国的。
Because you can only enter into the heaven when you abide by His will.
所以不明白神的旨意，怎么能够遵守呢？
If you do not understand His will, how can you abide by it?
我们再看保罗所说的话。
Let's look at what Paul said.
以弗所书五章十七节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17.
以弗所书五章十七节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。这里说不明白神的旨意的人，那就糊涂人了，糊涂的信徒了。
So here he says, only the foolish that does not understand Lord's will.
所以我们免得做这个糊涂的信徒啊，就要明白神的旨意。
Therefore, as for us, if we do not want to be a foolish man, then we should understand his will.
那按照神的旨意，一步一步来走，达到天国，这个才是有智慧的。
Then we tread on step by step, by his will, then we're able to reach there.
再看罗马书十二章二节。
Please turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
罗马书十二章二节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。这里保罗叫我们呐、啊，能够查验什么是神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So here Paul told us to test and approve what God's will is.
我们要讨神的喜欢。那么啊、才能够蒙神祝福。
In order to be blessed by the Lord, we must seek for His favor.
那么要这样子呢，讨神喜欢呢，就要明白神要我们做什么才能喜欢他的旨意。
And in order to please God, then we must first know what His will is and to follow by it.
好，只看 这一两节经节啊，我们就知道要明白神的旨意何等的重要。
So from these few verses that we just read, then we understand the importance of understanding God's will.
那么怎么样才能明白呢
？So how are we supposed to understand it?
常常有这个年纪相当大的姊妹啊，那么都祷告神呐、要让他明白。他所要寻找的这个对象。
I have came across some of the sisters always pray to God to seek for God's will.
谈到他的婚姻的事情的时候啊，传道的总是要多祷告嘛，看神的旨意怎么样。
And when the sisters ask, what's God's will for me? Who's going to be my spouse? Then most of the ministers will tell them.To pray and ask for God's will.
或者要做生意的人不知道我做这个生意好不好。
And even for some businessmen, they do not know if their investments will be a successful one.
那么传道在告诉你多祷告嘛，看神怎么指示嘛。
And the preacher will encourage them to pray and ask for God's will.
话虽然这么说啊，祷告还是不容易明白神的旨意的啦。
And it is easier said than done.That praying itself is harder than doing it.
如果这个祷告能够明白神旨意，这个最好的了。
And if you really understand God's will, it will be of beneficial.
像基甸啊，求神啊，有明显的证据啊，来指示他的旨意啊。
Just like Gideon, when he received a clear and obvious instruction from God.
这个就是很好的方法了。
And that is one of the good methods.
请看四世纪啊，六章三十六节。
Well, please turn to Judges chapter 6, verse 63.
四世纪六章。
Judges chapter 6, verse 63.
三十六节。
Excuse me, verse 36.
三十六节，基甸呢对神说。你若果照着所说的话，借我的手要拯救以色列人呐、啊，三十节
，verse 30，
三十七节
，37，
我就把一团羊毛啊放在禾场上，若单是羊毛上有露水，别的地方都是干的，我就知道啊，你必照着所说的话借我手去拯救以色列人，求这个很明显的证据。让他来明白。
So he was asking God for a clear instruction for him to follow.
三十八节，次日早晨，基甸起来，见果然是这样，将羊毛挤一挤啊，从羊毛中拧出满盆的露水来了。神按照他所祈求的，给他证据了。
So God has provided him with the evidence as he has requested.
但是只有这个证据，这个基甸还不满意啊。
However, this evidence itself is not not enough to please, to satisfy Gideon.
更要确实的知道呢，那么再求一次。
So he actually want to confirm what's happening, so he prayed once again.
三十九节，基甸又对神说：“求你不要向我发怒，我再说这一次，让我将羊毛再试一次。但愿羊毛是干的，那别的地方都有露水，这样子要再求神呢、啊。”给他显出明显的证据来。
So he wanted God to prove to him again.
是的，这神也是如此行，独有羊毛上是干的，别的地方都有露水了。那么这样一来啊，基甸没有话说了，因为神的旨意很明显了，所以就服从。
So Gideon was
顺从神的旨意。
Gideon was speechless because he found out that God has fulfilled what he has requested for.
所以我们如果能够像基甸这样祈求祷告，而神能够指示我们明显的证据，这个最好无比的啦。
So it will be good if we can pray and ask just like that of Gideon.
但是现在要求神有这明显的证据啊，恐怕不多。
However, I think that it is difficult to have clear instruction from God nowadays when you request.
但是不是没有。
But however, I couldn't say that that is totally none.
现在我要举一两个例子。
I would like to raise one or two examples.
大家所认识的这个谢顺岛长老啊，他就是得到神明显的旨意啊，才出来做传道。
So we all know Elder Xie Sun Dao, became a minister under the inspiration of God.
当他信主不久的时候，感觉这个信主很好。
And after he believed in the Lord, he thought it was wonderful to believe in the Lord.
主的恩典很大。
And it was abundant grace from God.
所以盼望有一天呢、啊。我能够做神的仆人啊，来给神用。
He thought to himself that one day I may be a servant of God and work for Him.
在心中就这么想的。
So he was only thinking in his heart.
也等于向神许愿呐。
However, that is somewhat a wish to God.
不过因为他在学校服务做老师啊，所以一天过一天，一年过一年，混过去把这个事情倒忘记了。
And because he works as a teacher in a school, so after day by day has passed, he gradually forgotten what he has vowed.
过了好多年了吧，他的第二个女儿啊，发烧，而这个烧啊，虽然不是很高的烧啊，但一直不退。
And one day, after a few years later, one of his daughter. Was having fever, and the fever couldn't be healed.
那么谢长老的他的这个岳父啊是医生的，西医的。
And Elder Xie's father-in-law was a doctor, physician.
他的太太的父亲是医生，所以当然给他的外公看这个病啊，吃了他的药啊，没有效。
And naturally, he brought his daughter to his father-in-law to examine and diagnose. And after taking the medicine, there was of no use.
这个事情拖了很久很久。
And this incident has dragged on for quite a while.
所以他们很烦恼啊，不知道怎么做才好。
And the family was very anxious over. This incident, they did not know what to do.
有一天呢、谢长老想，忽然想到曾经向神许愿的事。
And one day, Elder Xie suddenly thought about a vow that he has made several years ago.
那神是不是借这个机会要叫我还愿呢
？And he was asking if God is asking me to repay my vow.
想到这里呢，请他太太或者他的大女儿、他家人呐、那么一起来为这个发烧的女儿祷告。
Therefore, he requested his wife and also rest of the family to pray for the daughter.
他说：“向神说， 啊，如果哦神的旨意要叫我还愿的话，请你给我一个证据。
And he was asking Lord that if God, you are asking me to repay the vow that I made towards you, then please make my daughter to be healed.
就是让这个多年没有办法退烧的这个女儿啊，马上退烧。
That is to ask this daughter who has been in fever for several years to be healed right away.
也把这个话告诉他的家里的人呢，一起祷告。
So he has shared this content of his prayer with his family.
迫切祷告一段时间。
And they had earnestly prayed for a while.
祷告完了，摸摸看，还发烧不好烧。
And after a while of prayer, they still find that the daughter is still in fever.
很奇妙的，这个多年不退烧的这个女孩啊，没有发烧了。退了。
Oh, excuse me. Suddenly they found out that the fever was gone.
哦，这个，这个这次祷告啊，这个很明显的神听他的祷告，也知道神叫他还愿去做传道。
And in that very prayer, they understood clearly the will of God is such that he has to repay his vow.
那么那个时候正在台湾总会啊要招募啊一年的神学班。
And it was at the time that they were recruiting theological students.
有神学院呢还是以后的事情啊，谢长老那次向现身的时候是第一次有一年的神学训练的这个班。
The theological school was formed only after several years after that. However, each year they will hold a theological seminar.
以前的这些传道者啊，大概只有几个月受训，几个月就让他去做传道。
In the early days, the ministers only underwent a few months of training before they are sent to their own post.
那谢宗道长老那一次呢，要有一年，比以前比较长期的一年的训练才能做传道。
However, Elder Shea has received a 1 year of training before he became an official preacher.
后来还有一次啊，招募三地的这个传道也是训练一年。
And later on, we have also recruited many of the Aboriginal preachers. They had to undergo 1 year of training also.
所以他就这个台湾总会一年的神学班呢只有办过平地一期、三地一期的。
So in that seminar, only one person from the church in the plain and three of the members from the Aboriginal area to attend the theological seminar.
所以谢长老马上报名了。
So Elder Shea has enrolled himself into the course.
学校也申请要辞职了。
And he has also applied to resign from his school.
他很有信心，这个是神的旨意啊。所以一方面报名一方面就辞掉。
And he has so much faith in what he was doing that on one hand he was applying for the theological school, on the other he was resigning himself from the school that he was teaching.
他认为假如台湾总会不录取我啊，那是他的事情他对神的事情，因为神很清楚地告诉我了嘛。
And he thought that if the General Assembly were not to accept him, it is the matter of the decision of General Assembly. However, between him and God, it is his own matter.
既然是出于神的旨意，当然是按照神的旨意被录取，读了一年。
And since there was God's will, therefore he was able to attend the theological seminar for a year.
过去我们教会啊还是贫穷的。
In the past, our church was quite poor.
所以他做神学生的时候的生活费啊 没有他做老师时候的几分之一。
Therefore, the compensations that he got as a preacher is far less than what he was getting from his teacher's job.
所以，释长老在总会啊受训的时候，那么神学训练班的这个学生，当然是在总会大概是吃饭了，吃干饭了。
And of course, the students at that time in the theological school only have rice to eat.
那么，总会所付的那么小小的生活费啊，他的家人、太太、孩子啊，只能够吃稀饭。
The very little salaries they have from the theological seminar can only support their families to have congees.
所以他的家人，尤其是他的太太。相当辛苦了。
So his family went through a great deal of sufferings.
但是他毫无怨言，既然神的旨意嘛，只有顺从了。
So he had no complaint of that, but to abide by God's will.
所以才有今天的这个谢长老一直坐船到规定的年龄才退休。
Therefore, this is how he came.About along his way as a pastor until the time that he retired.
有些传道做传道感觉很苦啦，辛苦啦，所以就离职啊，就辞掉的也有一些。
There are some ministers in the middle of their pastorship, they gave up and then they resigned.
做传道是相当辛苦的。
And it is very difficult to be a pastor.
不但是肉体上的辛苦，有时候心灵上也受苦的。
Not only you suffer physically, occasionally you have to suffer mentally.
如果神不同工，也感觉很苦。
And if God is not with you, then you will work alone, and it will be very difficult.
做这个圣工没有意思啊。
And there will be no meaning to doing God's work.
那么做成有很好的圣工啊。有些同事啊，要嫉妒的。
And even if you do well in your holy work, some of your colleagues might be jealous over you.
甚至有时候要毁谤的。
Sometimes you're even slandered against.
很难过。
And you felt so much pain.
谢长老当然也有遇到这些事情啊，那么也如果可能的话，他也想要辞职。
And Elder Shay was the same, that he has faced the same kind of problem before. He wanted to resign sometimes.
听说做传道的人曾经有一两次想要辞职的这个念头。
And on the average, preachers have one or two occasions when they thought about resigning.
那有些当然按照他所愿辞职掉了，但有些不敢辞职。
And some people, they insist on their decision, so they resign.
那么像谢长老，他就是明明的这个是神的旨意啊，他就不敢辞职。
Because Elder Shay knew well, too well, that this was God's will, that he did not dare to resign.
因为他得到了神明显的旨意的显现。
Because he had received a clear instruction from God.
So, 一直做到退休。
Therefore, he has worked till he retired.
我再说一个例子。
I would like to mention another example.
台中教会的那个教父责人陈阳真长老。
There was preacher Chen Yangzhen, who was the religious affair of the church in Taichung, Taiwan.
他是从大陆福建省民国38年来到台湾的避难。
He was one of those people who fled from Fujian, China to Taiwan.
陈长老在福建那里开这个船公司有船这个在航行的。
When this elder was in Fujian, he used to operate. He has a company operating a shipping company.
所以他很有钱，所以共产党一直向南攻进要靠近福建他还不想 离开逃难。
Therefore, because of his wealth that he has accumulated over at Fujian, then as the communist was invading southward, he still did not want to leave.
虽然他有儿子先到台湾来啊，那么啊、就催他赶快来嘛，我也给你找房子啊啊等等，他还不想动。
And his son has fled to Taiwan long before that, and always told him that escape to Taiwan also.
那共产党一直向南进攻，来到福建，那么很已经形势啊情况很迫切的时候啊，就有人不但他的儿子，有人要劝他要离开。
So when the time when communists was invading southward, and it was the communists has went to Fujian, and it was quite an urgency. So someone told him to leave immediately.
因为你一定会，因为你财主啊，一定会被共产党清算斗争的。
Because as a wealthy person, you will be accounted for by the communists.
你慢慢知道啊。这个共产党的厉害了、啊、
and he
感冒啊都发烧藏着起不来。
However, it was unfortunate that all of his family was having fever at such a urgent time.
那么多的家人病倒在床上，怎么逃啊，怎么逃到台湾？
And the rest of his family was lying in bed with sickness. Then how are they supposed to escape?
所以他们全家就要祷告了。
Therefore, the entire family prayed.
如果神要我们逃到台湾去的话，就请你把这些病倒的人啊，能够起得来。
So they prayed to God that if God, if this is your will, then please let us heal, and then so we can escape to Taiwan.
迫切祷告的结果啊，果然这个病倒的人一个一个能够起来了。
And after their earnest prayer.It was a miracle that one by one has healed.
那么他们明白神的旨意了。
And then they understood the will of God.
就赶快啊，拿得走的啊，这个金条啦，船不能带走啊，金条啦，一些财物啦。
They quickly pack up everything they had, and then left.
而以最后的一班船呐、啊，逃离福建。
And they were on board of the last ship that departed China.
陈长老一家人能够到台湾来的经过是这样。
So this is what Elder Chen has experienced.
所以像基甸啊，像谢长老啊，陈长老啦、啊，那样子有神明显的证据显现的话呢，当然会顺从不可了。
And as for the example as Gideon or Elder Xie or Elder Chen.If we were to receive the same kind of instruction from God that clearly, then we would know what to do.
如果这个祷告能够从神那里来得到明显的他的旨意的话，这个最好无比的。
And if we, after our prayers, if we can receive a clear instruction of God's will, then it will be better.
但是常常听到我祷告很久了，不明白神的旨意的人，倒是多的。
But we often hear many people said that after so many prayers, how come am I not receiving any God's will?
那么自主能力要怎么办呢?
So if you are puzzled with that, what should you do?
有没有第二个方法可做啊?
Are there other options for you to carry on?
有的。
Of course, there is.
有什么方法呢?就是要读圣经,从圣经里面来找神的旨意。
The method I will tell you is to read the Bible, because from the Bible you will find the will of God.
所以平常传道的都在山的时候，你们要祷告啊，你们要读经啊。
So that's the reason why the preachers always encourage the members to read the Bible more, to pray more.
平常就有所准备啊。
And as you prepare yourself day by day.
啊，但是信徒听不进去。到了时候才要抱耶稣脚啊。
However, majority of the people did not want to do that on day by day basis, and only when it's in urgency, then they come to the Lord.
今天没有像古代的这个先知啊可以代言神的话。
And today we do not have prophets just like the olden days where they can seek for God's will through them.
如果有的话, 去请教先知, 就好了。Well,
if we do have prophets here, then we can ask for God's will through him.
今天已经没有像旧约时代的先知存在了。
And at this day, in these days, we don't get prophets like that.
为什么神现在不设这种先知呢?
So why in these modern age that we don't have prophets?
因为今天用不着这些先知啊，我要给人类知道旨意啊，通通在这本圣经里面。Because
we no longer need prophets, because the Lord's will is clearly stated in the Bible.
所以, 你如果明白圣经，了解圣经，可以从这里明白神的旨意。Therefore,
if you thoroughly understand the Bible, then you understand God's will.
那么这样子，恐怕信徒很多困难了。And
I think this might be difficult for a majority of the members.
因为平常都不读圣经了，临时。 怎么从这个圣经能够找到神的旨意呢?
Because if you don't have the habit of reading Bible, then what's the point of reading it when you are in an urgent situation?
那么就来请教这个了解圣经的传道者吧。
So at your urgency, you might approach a preacher to ask what is the will of God from the Bible.
有时候的传道者可以引用圣经来告诉你。
And perhaps sometimes the preacher may use some of the verses in the Bible to encourage you.
但是有时候不一定能够很清楚地告诉你。But
sometimes it's in the contrary where the preacher could not encourage you through any of the words in the Bible.
那这样怎么办呢? 仍然不知啊。
Then what can you do?
这个时候啊，我想从圣经里面。
Therefore, under this kind of circumstances, I would like to suggest two ways from the teachings in the Bible as to how to cope yourself under this kind of situation.
如果合乎这两节圣经节所指示的，我想一定是合乎神的旨意。
If you do according to what these two verses said, then I believe whatever you do will be of God's will.
哪两节圣经节呢?
And what are those two verses?
先看这个《哥林多前书》第十章。
Let's first turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章的31节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31.
第十章的31节
Chapter 10 verse 31
保罗在这里说无论做什么都要为荣耀神而行就是说无论做什么都要为荣耀神而做这个就不错了。So
he says here whether you eat or drink or whatever you do do it all for the glory of God.
那这个一定是合神的旨意。
And I believe this is entirely of God's will.
这是一个标准。
This is one standard.
所以你不懂得要做什么事，要怎么做啊？ 就看这些圣经节，我做这个事情能不能荣耀神。
So if you do not know how to approach a difficult situation, then you should look into this verse.
能够荣耀神的话是好的，一定是合神的旨意。
And if that matter is of glorifying the Lord, then it's of God's will.
如果认为不能荣�ao神，就不要做。If
it do not exalt the name of God, then it's not of God's will.
这不是神的旨意，神也不喜欢。Because
since there is not God's will, he will not be pleased by it.
以这个经节啊，能够来判断。So
from this verse, then we can use as a standard to measure.
还有一个经节可以做我们的标准。And
there's another verse where it can serve as our standard too.
哥林多前书16章
1 Corinthians chapter 16
16章的这个14节
chapter 16 verse 14
16章14节
chapter 16 verse 14
凡你们所做的都要凭爱心而做。
Do everything in love.
你们要做的事情，无论什么事，都凭爱心而做，是出于爱心而做，或者不是爱心而做。
So in anything that you do for the sake of love. So it's only a matter of difference whether you do it out of your love or you don't do it out of your love.
如果是凭爱心而做的话，都是好的。
And if you do it out of your love, then everything will be good.
即使结果不一定好啊，但是动机是好的。
But even though the consequence might not be of satisfactory, but your motives of carrying on to such a work was good.
有时候我们要做啊，也不知道结果会怎么样啊。
Sometimes,
但是没有关系，你的动机是出于爱心，那就做。
Sometimes before we carry on with our decisions or the way we do things, we do not know what's going to be the outcome. However, if we do have a good approach or motive, then it will be good.
那这是好的，也是神的旨意的。
And since it's good, it will be of God's will.
因为圣经到处告诉我们要有爱心啊，要行爱心的行为啊。
Because the Bible tells us in many places in the Bible where it tells us to do everything in love.
但是要荣耀神为第一。
But we have to first exalt his name.
以爱人为第二。
And also to love man as the second.
应该要这个顺序来做。
So there should be an order to it.
请看以弗所书第六章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
就是说你们做儿女的要在主里面听从父母，这是理所当然的啊。这个保罗告诉做儿女的人呢、啊，要听从父母，孝顺父母，这是理所当然。
So here it told every children to obey their parents in the Lord.
但是要在主里听从父母呢。
However, it says to obey your parents in the Lord.
在主里听从父母什么意思呢
？What do you mean by obey your parents in the Lord？
在不违背神的命令旨意啊、之下听从父母。
That is to honor your parents under the instructions under the will of God, which is not in offense of any of the teachings of God.
假如你听从父母、啊、这个违背神的道理的话，就不要听从。
So if you obey your parents, but you offend God, then you should stop doing it.
比方说，我你的父母哦叫你去偷东西，没有道理的这个父母叫你去偷东西。
For example, maybe some parents will ask you to ask their children to go steal things. Then what you should do?
这个不合乎神的教训啊，神的旨意啊，所以这个就不必做。
And that is not of God's will, so you need not do it.
或者父母叫你吃拜偶像的东西
or if your parents were to instruct you to eat foods that have been offered to idols
那么不听不吃的话呢父母生气啊
if you refuse to eat they might be furious over
但是神叫我们不要吃拜偶像的东西
however God told us not to eat food that has been offered to the idols
那你要听父母呢听神呢
So who should you listen to, God or your parents?
听神为第一。
And of course, you have to place God at your first place.
听人为第二。
And to listen to man on the second.
这个就在主里听从父母的意思啊。
And this is what you mean by obey your parents in the Lord.
应该这样做才合神的旨意。
And you have to do it like this way so that it can be in accordance with God's will.
碰到事情的时候啊。我们就想我这样做是不是会荣耀神再来就是这个是不是凭着爱心而做以这个两节圣经在做标准来判断大概就没有错了
Therefore whenever you encounter situations then you should decide whether in the first place is it exalting the name of God or second is it showing your love towards others then you could draw the line whether it's of God's will.
大概大多的问题啊，凭着这个两节经文的标准啊，大概可以明白神的旨意了。
I believe majority of the circumstances can be measured by these standards that I've told you.
那么假如还不明白不清楚怎么办呢
？And if you still do not understand God's will, then what could you do?
还有一个最后的办法。
And there's one last measure that you can take.
要静静的听一段时间的演变怎么样。
That is to quiet yourself down and listen for a while to observe the situation.
我做外邦人的时代啊，我的姐姐们的这个婚礼啊，普通每一人啊，都要互相拿他的八字，来。
When I was a non-believer, whenever any of us were to be matchmade with someone else, we will take our birthday to the fortune teller.
著名的人啊，向男方拿他的八字，向女方拿他的八字，互相交换。
And the matchmakers will have to obtain the birth date from both the man and the woman.
这个八字就年月日时。那么每一个一年什么年甲乙年甲什么五年什么什么年有两个字这个月也是有两个字的这个日子也有两个字的这个时也是有两个字的那所以叫做八字了就看他的生日了他是哪一天哪一年哪一月哪一天什么时出生的。
So in literal translation of what that is in English is to say 8 month or 8 character month, which means there are 2 characters for the year, 2 characters for the month, 2 characters for the date, and 2 characters for the time that you are born. So each side they will get 8 characters to serve as the purpose for fortune telling.
那么互相交换这个八字啊，拿到这个八字之后啊，就要在家里的这个大厅啊，所拜的神、所拜的公马、祖宗的前面，把这个八字放在那里啊，点香，告诉祖先，告诉这是神明。
So after they obtain the 8 characters or the birthdays from both parties, then they will place the written birthdays before the altar of the idols to ask God.
要请他所拜的神或者祖先啊指示啊。
They will ask the idols or their ancestors to instruct to them as to what should they do.
那外邦人怎么样来判断这个是神的旨意，这个是这个。老祖宗的这个旨意呢
？So how could the non-believers make a decision as to what they should do？
3天之内啊，平安无事，家里平安无事就是好。
And there's one sign they were looking for is within 3 days of that request, if nothing happened or no turmoils happen to your family, then it will be of a good decision.
假如3天之内啊。发生什么事情啊？就是不好。
And if within 3 days, if something happened to your family, then this decision will be called off.
比方说小孩子啊，不小心啊，把这个碗啊、饭碗啊掉下，摔破了，这个不好。
For example, one of the children in the family may have broken a bowl, and that was no good.
就认为这个不好。
And they would think that there was not.Not good.
八字叫没人退回去。
So they will ask a person to, they will return the written birth date to the person.
那是外邦人要明白他们所拜的神的旨意的方法。
And that was how a non-believer trying to seek for their own idol's will.
当然我们信主的不能这样做了。
Of course, as a Christian, a believer of the Lord, we should not do what they have done.
那么要怎么做呢？
So what should we do?
暂时啊，把这件事情放下，看这个事情的演变，看一段的演变怎么样。
We should set aside of, this matter and to look at it and observe it over time.
我可以举一个例子。
And I can raise an example.
关于我大儿子的这个婚姻啊，我就用这个这个方法。来明白的。
That was about the weddings of my first son. This is what I had done.
我这个儿子现在已经40多岁了，但是差不多20年或者20多年前呢、台湾的教会对于这个弟兄姊妹男女之间的交谈呢、很严格的禁止的。
My eldest son is about 40 over years old now. However, 20 years ago, our church was still very conservative about the relationship between men and women.
除了这个宗教教育的教员为了谈教会的事、宗教教育的事实以外啊，如果一男一女在什么地方随便在谈话呀，就要被注意啊。传道人负责人长者要注意他了。
And 20 over years ago, if the only the religious teacher can talk privately and on individual basis to the opposite sex, and if anyone were to be found, a man and a woman talking, a brother and sister talking at one place, they will be under observation.
所以那个时候啊，虽然教会说要在主里面联婚啊，但是这个相交的机会都没有啊，怎么联婚啊？现在年轻人不能听父母的命啊，媒妁之言啊，就能够成婚的啦。
Therefore, at that time, despite the church was trying to match brothers and sisters up, but it was a difficult situation where people cannot communicate with each other.
因为在教会里面不能随便男女谈话嘛，那就向外面发展了。
Because since you have abstained the church members from communicating with the opposite sex, so these members will just marry non-believers.
那我这个儿子啊，大学的时候的大学毕业之后一样啊，跟没有信主的这个表哥啊，都在一起打球啊，一起游玩呐。
When my eldest son was in college, he used to play basketball or sports. With his non-believing cousins.
那在在那个那个外邦人的团体里面游玩、运动、打球之间呢，容易认识外邦人。
So he was mingled with the non-believer community. So it's easy to get to know opposite sex.
我这个儿子啊，也认识了，不能认识了。这个就爱了一个外邦的女子。
Not only my son was acquainted with a non-believer, he was in love with her.
当时我是已经被立为执事，算是圣职人员了。
At that time, I was a deacon and also a holy worker.
假如有这个圣职人员的儿女啊，娶外邦女子或嫁到外邦啊，会受攻击的。
And if the children of the minister or the holy worker were to marry non-believers, then this holy worker will be under attack by others.
所以你要娶外邦的女子，当然是不能准许的。
And of course, for him to marry a non-believer, it will not be permitted.
那这个怎么办呢？我的儿子啊，当然不敢向我讲啊，这个。
So what can I do? My son did not dare to tell me.
一定要被我骂的了，所以他就告诉他的母亲。
He knew better he would be reprimanded by me, so he only told his mother.
他爱上某某人，已经跟他有所默契了，请这个母亲告诉父亲啊，答应我。
So he told my wife that he was in love with a non-believer and wanted my wife to tell me.
这个孩子啊，平常是比较听话孝顺的孩子。
And this child of mine was a good child.
所以他也告诉母亲说，这个平常我都很听话呀，只有这一件让我质疑一下。
So my wife told me that he had been a good child all the time, and this is only one single situation where he require our understanding.
他母亲说：“我不能做主啊，你自己去告诉你爸爸。”
So the mother said, "Well, I cannot make a decision on this matter. You have to tell your father personally."
当然，他不敢来直接向我说了。
And of course, he dare not tell me.
但是从他的母亲，我了解这件事。
And through my wife, that I come to understand this situation.
那怎么办呢？
So what should I do?
我就想把他让他出国留学。
And I thought I should send him abroad to study.
来则乐以亲啊，去则乐以疏。把他拉开。
So I will send him abroad just to dilute his relationship with the non-believer.
那不见面嘛，那大概就是会疏远啦。
So if they don't see each other, I think the relationship will just die itself.
所以他补习英文，考托福，申请当时他的二姐，他的姐姐所在的North Carolina， 北卡罗来纳州，啊，申请那边的大学的研究所。
So he studied for the TOEFL and he went for the test and prepared himself to be admitted to North Carolina, Carolina University, where his elder sister was going.
其实，他很不愿出国的。
As a matter of fact, he was very unwilling to go abroad.
我说你不愿出国去看看，这个见识见识。只愿做台湾这个小地方做一个这个井中的蛙吗？
And I told him how come you don't want to go abroad and want to stay in a little tiny island like Taiwan and be a frog in a well?
他说我在做井中的青蛙有什么不好啊？
And he told me what's wrong being a frog in a well.
我不知道这些青年人为什么都喜欢出国啊？
And I just don't. And my son replied, I just don't understand why people always want to go abroad.
很不想出来。
And he was so unwilling to leave the country.
那我就勉强出去看看嘛，见识见识嘛。
I kept on asking him to go abroad to open his horizon.
不得已就出来了，到North Carolina他姐姐的家了，还有姐姐在那里啊，多好啊。
So even though he was so unwilling, eventually he still went to his sister's place at North Carolina.
但是他的身在美国啊，心是在台湾的。
But while he was in the United States, his heart was in Taiwan.
每天打电话。
Every day he would make a phone call back to Taiwan.
甚至我听我的女儿说啊，有时候还在哭啊。
And sometimes I heard my elder daughter told me that my son was even crying.
都想要回去啊。
And he wanted to go back to Taiwan so badly.
他姐姐就骂他，你来了不久就回去，被人笑死你。
And my daughter told him that if you were to return to Taiwan in such a short time, you will be mocked.
他就跟我说，那爸爸叫我出来见识见识就好啊。
So he told my daughter that, well, Dad only asked me to come abroad to open my horizon.
自己加上一句话说，如果不好嘛，你就回来也好啊。其实我没有说这个话，出去见识见识没有，说不好就回来。
So he added on and said that, well, I was only told to come abroad and look around, so I did look around, it's time for me to go back.
他的姐姐不让他回来，不得已啊，不得已啊，一直骂他呀，不得已留下来。
So the sister insists that he shouldn't leave the U.S. and return to Taiwan.
但是他台湾的时候也带这个女孩子啊，来教会慕道了。
So before he departed Taiwan, he brought the non-believer to the church also.
那么出国之后，大概勉励他你要继续去啊，去听道，求圣灵。
So after he went abroad, he encouraged this girl to come to seek the truth and pray for Holy Spirit.
果然听我儿子的话呀，就继续来听到，也大概迫切祷告求圣灵啦。
And he listens to the words of my son, so she came to the church and pray for Holy Spirit earnestly.
有一天，他得到圣灵了。
And one day, she actually received the Holy Spirit.
那么就明白属灵的道理了。
And she then understood the words.
明白得救的重要性啊。
And understood the importance of salvation.
所以自动的申请要受洗啊。
And she voluntarily applied for the baptism.
那既然有圣灵受洗啦，是我们教会信主啦，要结婚没有问题啦，你暑假可以回来结婚。
So since she has become one of our members, then I said, well, there's no problem to it. You can come back this summer and get married.
这个也是经过一段时间啊，我静静的在看神怎么样带领啊。
However, that was after a long period of time, and I was observing how God was guiding us through the whole matter.
暑假真的高兴的回来，回来订婚，那么在教会举行婚礼，那么到法院去公证， 结婚办手续。
So at the summer, he was so happy to return to Taiwan and to get married with her.
在公证，因为暑假有两个多月嘛，这个期间公证啊，结婚也办好了，可以两个人手拉着手到美国来。
So after they have registered for marriage, both of them left Taiwan for the U.S.
这样子才能够拿到硕士啊，回台湾服务。
So then, that's how he got his master's degree and able to return to Taiwan.
现在也是为了孩子啊，移民到洛杉矶来。
So he has migrated to Los Angeles for the sake of his child.
这个就是我的体验。
This is my experience.
所以最好用祷告。看神的旨意怎么样。
So I would encourage everyone to pray to seek for God's will.
第二点呢，从圣经找出神的旨意。
And secondly, to search for God's will through the Bible.
凭着我所介绍这个两节经节啊，大家可以判断神的旨意。
And from these two verses that I've shared with you, you can serve as a measure.
最后啊，只好静静地等候一段时间，看神怎么带领。
And if that's not of any help, then you should wait quietly to observe how God is going to guide you through.
那以这样子来明白神的旨意。
So that we can understand His will this way.
按照我所了解的，介绍给各位做参考。
And according to what I have understood, I give it to you as a reference.
同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.